So we have Mother Nirkula. She's going to actually say a few words, and also Vaish Prabhu is going to be present here virtually through her. And then Mother Mahaguna, and we have Akrunath Prabhu coming as well.
It says, "Dear Satyadev Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances in the dust of your feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Although our Guru Dev has physically departed, we can take shelter of his teachings and his instructions. However, I feel the presence and guidance of Srila Prabhupada most profoundly in the association of my God brothers and God sisters. I can frankly say that the best times in my life are when I have unrestricted time to be with you, hearing and chanting and discussing, to our heart's content, novel ways to spread Krishna consciousness. I look forward every week to our drive to and from ISV for the Wednesday night Gita class, and I am always eager to spend time with you at your home, a pleasure that has become rarer these days since both of us have become more busy than ever before. In our relationship, you try to put me in a superior position, and I'm so foolish and puffed up that I sometimes accept. This reminds me of when I first joined the temple in San Francisco and met Jayananda Prabhu. He was old enough to be my father and was one of the senior most and advanced devotees in the movement.
I should say, you're not old enough to be Vaishnava.
However, because he was so humble, during my first 2 days at the temple, I thought he was a new devotee. Finally, someone informed me of his glories. This is your nature too. You try to keep your exalted qualities hidden, and you always seek to put others above you. But you cannot hide from me. I've seen your heart, and I've come to know the depth of your realization and your love for Srila Prabhupada. I still remember the class you gave in Vrindavan several years ago in Srila Prabhupada's room, during which you remembered your service and association with Srila Prabhupada. In the middle of your talk, you became emotional, and you burst out crying, and it was difficult for you to stop. That night I was thinking what a fortunate soul you are, how you met Srila Prabhupada in Japan by Krishna's divine arrangement, how, out of love for Srila Prabhupada, you gave your entire youth for his service, and how you are now giving the later part of your life to him too. Another revealing moment was our first trip together to Takao.
Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Takao. You took a group of us to the site of the first ISKCON temple near Tokyo, and you guided us up the path near the old temple where you had sometimes joined Srila Prabhupada for his morning walks. We brought kartals and walked up that path, singing the Guru Vashtakam together. In your presence that day, I was enveloped by bittersweet feelings of separation from our Guru Maharaj, and I perceived how attached you were to Srila Prabhupada. Your love for him flowed out of your heart and spilled forth onto all the devotees present. Once, on our way to Japan together, we stopped in Honolulu and were delighted to find that our dear godbrother, Guru Kripa Prabhu, was staying at the Honolulu temple. We had a happy reunion, and at the next day's morning program, Guru Kripa sang Bhaktivinod's Arundaya Kirtan, Udilo Aruna. Together, in that famous temple room before Panchatattva, we were transported to the spiritual world, and we both knew it. Neither of us will forget that kirtan. You told me later that after our experience there, you began to sing Arundaya Kirtan every morning as part of your daily sadhana. To me, our mutual experience of ecstasy and our glimpse into the spiritual world during that kirtan was a confirmation of our eternal connection together in the spiritual world. Satya Prabhu, a great devotee has the ability to attract others to Krishna consciousness. When we went to China together earlier this year, I witnessed how the devotees there were spontaneously attracted to you. You were just being your humble self and they came flocking to be with you. And now you are nourishing them from afar, giving them classes by Skype, answering their questions, removing their doubts. Tonight, I am sitting in the ashram in the Tokyo temple writing this offering to you. Downstairs, the devotees have just started kirtan, and I will join them in a moment.
This is the first time I've been here without you in 13 years. I miss you being down the hall from me. I miss chanting our chapter of Gita together, our walks to Govinda's, our trips to the onsen, our constant hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, and our sampling of Japanese prasadam together. The other devotees here miss you too. Yesterday, I was out on Sankirtan but with Bhagay Shri and a group of other devotees. Bhagay Shri was remembering you in separation and with such love. And this afternoon, the devotees here are celebrating your Vyasa Puja. Your classes, counseling, friendship, and support here in Japan have captured the hearts of the devotees. Now I can see how they have achieved steadiness and are feeling hope for the future. Although you won't admit it, I have seen the wonderful changes that have taken place here in Japan because of you. I am very excited to see what will happen next here with your guidance. Over the years, I've marveled at your loyalty. You are a loyal husband, father, and son. You are a loyal disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And lucky for me, you are my loyal friend. Thank you for not kicking me away. May Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas continue to shower you with their mercy so that you can continue to shower it upon us. With deep love and gratitude, your God, brother, friend, and servant, Vaisheshika Das. It's evident by what my husband wrote how much you mean to him. And through him, I've had your association in Mahaguna as well. And I cherish that. Even though we don't often get to spend a lot of time together, it's so nice when we go out of our way to make that time. Just knowing you're over the other side of the hill gives me great comfort, and I feel a support. Again, I see how important it is and how much advancement and how much we can do simply by accepting the order of our spiritual master. That's what you've done. Srila Prabhupada asked you to preach in Japan, and with great determination and undertaking austerity, with the love and support of Mahaguna and your family, you're making such a difference there, not only in the lives of the devotees, but in the lives of the citizens of Japan. And it's very inspiring, and it's very encouraging to someone like myself who has never really done anything to push on this movement. So I take the dust of your feet. I thank you for your association, for being such a good friend to my husband and such a wonderful disciple to Srila Prabhupada. And I pray for your health and happiness and continued success in all your endeavors for Krishna consciousness. I feel very fortunate to know you and have your association, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you.